Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. As investigators look for the killer, President Trump ordering American flags be flown at half staff in honor of Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist shot and killed on the campus of Utah Valley University on Wednesday.
Kirk made inflammatory remarks about Jewish, gay, and black people. He slammed DEI and fiercely defended gun rights.
I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. That is a prudent deal. It is rational. Nobody talks like this. They live in a complete alternate universe.
He championed conservative Christian values for families, including marriage and home ownership. He grew up outside Chicago, lived in Arizona. He leaves behind a wife and two young children.
ABC's Perry Russum. The search goes on for the gunman who's believed to have taken his shot from an elevated position at least 100 yards away. This is ABC News. On the same day that Charlie Kirk was killed, a jury has been seated in the trial of the man accused of trying to kill then-candidate Donald Trump last year. Here's ABC's Peter Haralambos.
A jury of 5 men and 7 women will decide the fate of Ryan Ruth, who was accused of hiding in the bushes of Donald Trump's golf course last year with an assault rifle to kill the then-presidential candidate. Ruth dismissed his own lawyers early this year and is representing himself, an unusual move that means he'll be directly addressing the jury on Thursday to defend himself. The judges barred him from arguing that the attempted shooting was justified or using the First Amendment to defend his alleged actions. From federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will be in court today. She's set to be sentenced after she was convicted of selling her husband's influence and for bribes of cash and gold bars. Nadine Menendez could get as little as a year behind bars or as much as multiple years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to be up around 76 degrees. Tonight, 53 with a few clouds. And Friday, any fog lifting early, then partly cloudy and warm, a high of 81. Friday night, 62 with a 30% chance of spotty showers. Saturday, mid to upper 80s with a mix of clouds and sun. And Sunday, 87, staying rather warm and humid with plenty of sunshine. Right now, WRCO, following an early reading of 55, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 51 degrees and also a fog advisory, dense fog advisory until 11 this morning in Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties. It is very foggy out there, so be careful as you head out and about and get ready for your day in southwest Wisconsin.
Oh, so can you see? Early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the that our flag
to endless possibilities. Ready to take on a great big world in front of me.
Jeff and Sherry Easter and a little bit of sunshine as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, it was Carrie Underwood officially starting the WRCO broadcast day on a Thursday, September 11th, with our national anthem.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Phil Nee with you, arriving from Sextonville International by way of the Mighty Vibe through a thick fog this morning. The old Vibe was just a purrin', and the dashboard was all lit up with all kinds of warning lights, check engine, low tires, seat belt, not quite on, I believe. There's something else I think I'm forgetting. Low tire, check engine, seat belt, I believe. Yeah. Otherwise, we were good to go. I've learned after taking it to the garage over the years that the lights don't necessarily represent. But then how do you know, right? Well, let's get back to it. It's time to get to work. Get in your saddle today and ride.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way, back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimpson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
No ball and chain. I'm not playing no waiting game with a rolling stone like you. Rock on, baby, rock on. I'm not gonna beg you to stay. Mama didn't raise me that way. Do what you want to do. If a little rain should ever fall on your shoulder while you're traveling somewhere, without me, if your rainbow's fading and you start thinking over, remember you're the only one who wanted to be free. Rock on, baby, rock on. Don't you know that your hands ain't tied and that I never really tried the tie strings on you. Rock on, baby, rock on. Be the eagle that you wanna be. Don't worry about a dove like me. Do what you have to do. If a little rain should ever fall on your shoulder while you're traveling somewhere, boy, to some place without me. I'm not playing a waiting game with a rolling stone like you. Rock on, baby, rock on. I'm not gonna beg you to stay. Mama didn't raise me that way. Do what you wanna do. I said rock on, baby, rock on. Don't you know that your hands ain't tied and that I never really tried to hear the tie strings on you.
Brenda Lee and Rock On, Baby, Rock On. Here on a Thursday morning, we're at 52 degrees in the fog. A reminder, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society Animal House Food Stand will be open today from 10 until 2 at Kroska Park. Southwest Cat Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be at the Boaz Community Building parking lot today from 11 until noon. Be aware of that. And Tech Help is available on Thursdays. That's from 2 until 4 at the Lone Rock Community Library. You can get assistance with your devices or computers. Walk-ins are welcome, and there is no charge for this service. Park Street Christian Church will be hosting a night with dementia care specialist Pam Kohlberg. That's from 6 o'clock tonight on the lower level of the Fellowship Hall. Handicap accessible, elevator if needed, at the Park Street Christian Church.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Don't miss the Saturday night party at the 94th Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show. After a full day of pulls and parades, the Tim Daniels Band keeps the fun going. Supported by Osborne Stump Removal, Cardinal Glass CG, Driftless Area, and Burnham Lumber. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, the Brewers lost yesterday to the Rangers 6-3. Milwaukee was up 2-0 before the Rangers made a comeback. And in the game, the Brewers had some shots late in the game but couldn't get it done as they were swept. For only the second time this season, they were swept the first series of the year against the Yankees. Milwaukee was swept only once last season in three games at Philadelphia. So the Brewers, who are the day off before opening a home series against the Cardinals on Friday, Milwaukee had a 5.5-game division lead over Chicago after the Cubs won 3-2 at Atlanta on Wednesday night. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona 5-3 over San Francisco, Miami 8, Washington 3, Philadelphia 11-3 over the Mets, Cincinnati 2 and San Diego 1, the Dodgers 9-0 over Colorado. Also in the American League, Athletics 5, Boston 4, Angels 4-3 over Minnesota, Kansas City 4, Cleveland 3, Houston 3, Toronto 2, Detroit 11, the Yankees 1, White Sox 6, Tampa Bay 5. And also in interleague play, Baltimore 2, Pittsburgh 1, Seattle 4-2 over St. Louis. From the WNBA, Atlanta 88, Connecticut 72. And it's Packer Day, game day today. Commanders and the Packers both off to promising starts after earning playoff berths last season, and both picked up opening game wins. 7:15 kickoff time tonight, right here on WRCO FM 100.9. The NFL has the Packers with the advantage by 3.5 points, which those aren't many. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. A dense fog advisory is in effect today until 11 for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties. We have a temperature of 51 degrees. That is so far the overnight low. It is time now for us to fuel up with the aerobic polka, sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
5:22 the time. Let's get it into gear today with the aerobic polka. One and a two and a...
There's a yellow rose in Texas, and I'm going there to see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. Talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie. But the yellow rose in Texas is the only girl for me. Rio Grande is flowing and the starry skies shine bright. She walks along the river on a quiet summer night. I know that she remembers when we parted long ago. I promised to return and not to leave her soul. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. We talk about the Clementines and Rosalie. But the other rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Yellow rose in Texas, I'm going there to see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
Oh, Oh, yes, the Yellow Rose of Texas Polka, Jimmy Sturr with Willie Nelson on the old Light in the Milk House show. 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today. Wisconsin's own Pee Wee King, Red Stewart at the mic, and the Bonaparte's Retreat.
Met the girl I love in the town way down in Dixie, neat the stars above. She was the sweetest girl I ever did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's Retreat. All the world was bright as I held her on that night, and I heard her say, please don't ever go away. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's Retreat. Did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's Retreat. All the world was bright as I held her on that night, and I heard her say, please don't ever go away. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's Retreat.
Suspicion.
WRCO Zone, Bobby G. Rice right there, and one of his early records, Suspicion. A little trivia for you, Eddie Rabbit, a very young Eddie Rabbit, sang the harmony on that particular record. Right now, WRCO, it's 52. We're headed towards 76 a little bit later on today. Tonight, a few clouds, pockets of fog settle in again, and a low of 53. Drive carefully, allow some extra time through the dense fog today. There is an advisory until 11 this morning for residents in Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties. Good morning. Today is Thursday, September 11th.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The ag trade deficit hits another record high. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. For profit potential and pest protection, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn packs a punch. Plant PowerCore Enlist Corn and have your best year with Pioneer. First, some farmers say worsening economic conditions continue to tighten cash flows heading into 2026. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has this report from Husker Harvest Days.
Nebraska Farm Bureau President Mark McHarg said input costs will be one of the largest expenses on his balance sheet.
It's going to be one of the highest per acre input costs that I'm going to have over my 30-plus years of farming.
Southeast Nebraska farmer Bruce Williams says property taxes have dropped by 30%, but land valuations are on the rise.
But if you add 40% to it, it doesn't help.
Morgan Rick says equipment upgrades are being delayed.
Just a used loader tractor is still pretty difficult to find at an affordable price.
Jason Penke says interest rates have doubled since 2021.
You have a year at 7-8% interest, that can add up and take away on profits for sure.
All of the farmers say they are closely evaluating how they apply fertilizer in 2026 in an effort to maximize return on investment. From Husker Harvest Days, I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
An ag economist at Ohio State University says the ag trade deficit reached its peak in July, and it's spurring concerns about the future of U.S. ag exports. Ian Sheldon says ongoing trade tensions with China are impacting the bottom line for producers.
That's putting quite a bit of downward pressure on soybean prices. So it's partly a price change, but it's mostly because China is using soybeans as a bargaining chip in its ongoing discussions with the United States.
He tells Brownfield farmers need access to new markets, but
many of those countries are countries which are against which the United States has imposed quite prohibitive reciprocal tariffs. What the United States is doing in trade policy has the potential to have a knock-on effect, disrupting our export markets, depending upon the way those countries respond.
The U.S. is projected to have an ag trade deficit of $47 billion. This year. USDA's new Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs says potential trading partners are coming to the bargaining table. Luke Lindbergh tells Brownfield even after 4 years with no new trade agreements under President Biden, it has not been difficult to get negotiations started. He says the Trump administration has been aggressive at working on trade deals with a goal in mind.
Make sure that our farmers and ranchers are not only well represented, but are also winning on the global stage. So we're working with a number of new countries to get new market access and new deals at the table to allow them to expand their exports all over the world.
Lindbergh says Trump has shifted the trade dynamic, bringing the U.S. back to the table, and negotiations are underway with many countries. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires. the farmer's choice.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Another light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was slow to develop Wednesday. There was some light trade reported in parts of the north at $375. That's $3 lower than Tuesday's business and $8 below last week's levels. Significant trade volume could hold out until the end of the week. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers were mostly steady, except yearling steers weighing more than 750 pounds. Those were mostly $10 lower. The USDA says demand is moderate to good for a moderate supply. The offering was mostly yearlings and long-weaned cattle, but there were also some calves in the mix. Medium and large one feeder steer, 671 to 688 pounds, brought $400 to $419. Feeder steers, 801 to 848 pounds, brought $357.50 to $364. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 507 to 549 pounds, brought $397.50 to $448. Boxed beef closed sharply lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 203 at $405.64. Select was 328 lower at $383.68. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors have been much more aggressive in their procurement efforts this week and have been bidding up, likely to obtain needed numbers. Overall, the market remains largely focused on demand. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong despite China's large absence from the buyer's list. Pork has remained a competitively priced protein in the retail space, and that's helping support domestic demand. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up $1.66 with a weighted average of 107.76. The Iowa Minnesota was 447 higher with a weighted average of 108.39, and the Western Corn Belt was up 212 with a weighted average of 108.36. Pork values into the day higher, up 66 cents at 114.77. Bellies were sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. At the CME, live cattle were up. Feeders were mixed, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business to develop, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Callie Anderson from Amory High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Callie competes in volleyball and basketball. She's active in 4-H, FFA, and Student Council, and National Honor Society. In FFA, she's helped lead a shoe drive for less fortunate.
We were able to raise around like 2,500 pairs of shoes, and those all got donated to third world countries to help with like getting shoes over there just because they don't have many, and just kind of helping them out. That was a big project, and I feel like it really brought the community together.
And she said FFA has helped her develop her speaking skills.
I've definitely been able to talk at like bigger assemblies. Like I emceed our 4-H banquet for the last 2 years, and I feel FFA has really helped me with my public speaking, so it really helped me to complete that.
Callie plans to attend college to major in dairy science and become a bovine embryologist.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Direct cattle business was slow to develop Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming is in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield, live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are down, continuing to get ready for Friday's USDA numbers. November beans are 6 lower at 10.25 and a quarter. January was down 5 and 3 quarters at 10.44 and 3 quarters. December corn was 2 and 3 quarters lower at 4.17. March was down 3 at 4.34 and a half. Live cattle were up and feeders were mixed, waiting for direct business to really get going. October live was 97 higher at 231.15, and December was up 150 at 232.67. October feeders were up 47 at 350.40. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. October lean was 70 cents higher at 96.82. The December contract was up 42 cents at 88.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
It's not for sure yet, but Minnesota could get some federal money to research hemp. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Senate passed a bill this summer to provide discretionary funding for Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, and the Food and Drug Administration. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is also the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, says there's $1 million in there somewhere to study hemp.
It'll support new research to help farmers across the state. It'll help Minnesota Ag compete nationally and internationally. We already are, but I always want to look around the corner and make sure that we have the next best thing. And it will increase access to a sustainable crop that can boost farm income. But it needs a reliable market. And so that's a lot about this investment in research.
One of the premier hemp processing companies in the country is in Minnesota, and Charles Levine runs it.
Hemp is a complete protein, free of the top 9 allergens. It has 20 amino acids, 9 essential amino acids, full of fatty acids, and high in fiber. So it's one of the most nutrient-dense grains that we can grow.
Levine says hemp fiber has many uses, including building materials, bioplastics, and more. While okayed by the Senate, the funding package still needs full congressional approval to be in effect. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
USDA's new undersecretary says dairy is the perfect example of unfair trade with the European Union. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs says the trade deficit with the European Union is huge, and EU's dairy trade restrictions are part of the reason why. Luke Lindberg tells Brownfield the EU is a major challenge for the U.S. across the board.
If you look at our trade imbalance with the EU, we import about $23.6 billion more from the EU every year than we export to the EU. It's a major trade deficit. It's about half of our overall agricultural trade deficit.
Lindberg says the EU's tariff and non-tariff trade barriers make selling U.S. dairy products especially difficult.
On dairy, it's particularly bad. Not only do they leverage these GI indicators against us, they leverage all sorts of other non-tariff barriers, and they have a 42% tariff on our dairy exports to the EU, which is double what our 20% tariff is on their products coming into the United States.
Lindberg met recently with a group of Wisconsin cheese exporters who have won more quality awards than all of the EU countries combined. He says the world wants high-quality U.S. dairy, and it's time to give it to them. Cash dairy prices were lower except block cheese Wednesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a penny at 59 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 0.75 cents, 167 and a quarter, two sales there. Cheese barrels went down half a cent to 167 and a half, no sales. Butter prices down 4 cents at 196 and a half, 14 sales recorded. Now I've had dry milk down 1 1/4 cents at 118 and 3/4, seven sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today. We're experiencing some scattered fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and warmer for today. The forecast calling for a high in that mid to upper 70s range, a low of 53 tonight, and for the weekend, 81 Friday, 86 Saturday, and 87 Sunday. So summer is not done. Right now we're at 52 degrees in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Stay tuned for a complete look at the weather with meteorologist Tony Schumacher in a few minutes. Here's Gene Cotton.
I still remember how it was, lost and lonely without a cause. Shades of gray on empty blue, hopeless changes I was going through. But then you came and you brought me home, rescued me from all alone, lifted me right out of time, soothed my spirit and you changed my mind. And you got me running and rolling like the sea. Let your sunshine shine my way, let your rainbows fill my sky, take my hand and watch me fly.
Strong. That's Gene Cotton on WRCO Radio as we head toward weather time with Big Tony in just a little bit here this morning. We've got some great stuff going on your way, and also a little info to get you in the know. Packer football tonight as well. So it's hard to believe, but right back at it. Seems like we just did this, right? Well, we did on Sunday. So the Packers back in action coming up here for tonight, Packers and Commanders. And again, I'm not a big fan of Thursday night football, but the networks, and this isn't even a network game. This is a stream game. So, which means that more of our good friends listening to WRCO will have a chance to watch the game on WRCO. That's the only place I can see it. Don't have that streaming apparatus there in Sextonville yet on my wire coat hanger.
They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world. And I know I found my love. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place.
It's local. It's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait. Try something different, a perfect blend of country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, we are tracking some pockets of dense fog over toward the Mississippi River and stretching up toward La Crosse, all the way up through northwest and far northern Wisconsin. Also, some thick fog being reported in the southeast part of the state from the state line of Illinois all the way up toward Manitowoc. Otherwise, it should be a beautiful stretch of weather if you like warmer temperatures. In fact, readings could get about 15 degrees above normal this weekend into early next week, thanks to a flow of air coming in from the southern plains. It will be a bit muggy as well, with dew points getting up into the 60s. As far as rain goes, we don't see any widespread all-day soakings through the next 7 days, but a few spotty chances, one of those coming in Friday night. Rain amounts would probably be a tenth inch or less. Another chance could hit the region on Monday, again very spotty. Probably the best chance of anything a bit more organized, holding off until next Wednesday night and Thursday. Here's that forecast for today. A dense fog advisory through 11 o'clock this morning in Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties. Otherwise, scattered fog lifting, then partly cloudy and warmer. High temperature 76, east wind close to 5. A few clouds tonight. Pockets of fog settle in once again late, low at 53. Tomorrow, any fog lifting early, then partly cloudy and warm, high near 81, with southeast winds at 5 to 10. Friday night, variably cloudy, low 62, 30% chance of spotty showers. For Saturday, mix of sun and clouds, very warm and muggy with a high near 86. Sunday, staying rather warm but humid with plenty of sunshine, low 61, high 87. There is a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday night. Monday, breaks of sun, warm and sticky, perhaps a spotty shower or thunderstorm, high 84. Tuesday and Wednesday, we hit the 80s again. Might be some rain out there by Wednesday evening. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
52 degrees. Yesterday's high was 75. We did pick up 3/100ths of an inch of rain early on. Record high for the 11th of September, 93 in 1931. Record low, 30 in 1955. Last year's high was 84 and the low, 51. Sunset will happen at 7:19 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 6:37. Coming up for this morning, the air is calm. Barometer is at 3018. No precipitation today. We've been as low as 51. Currently, it is 52 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. The 6 o'clock update is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. Our 6 o'clock update also sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines. More